Lauren Child has been called a genius. She's also been a roamer with no fixed address, a lampshade maker, and a middle child. She's created some of the signature characters for contemporary children's literature with a sharp and distinct distillation of watercolor, cartoon, and collage, and finely tuned characters that capture the voices and imaginations of children. Like Charlie and Lola, the older brother, and his little sister, who's small and very funny, who are seen on the Disney Channel in the U.S. and in countries around the world, from Australia to Malaysia to Zimbabwe, but always with those cute little accents.
Lola, Mum said it's time for bed now.
No, I am not sleepy, and I will not go to bed.
So then I say...
But you must be slightly sleepy, Lola.
I am not slightly sleepy at 6 o'clock, or 7 o'clock, or 8 o'clock. I am still wide awake at 9, not at all tired at 10, or 11, and I will still be awake at midnight.
Another Lauren Child character is Clarice Bean. She's a little older, therefore she's got a lot more to worry about. The latest Clarice Bean book has just been published in the United States, Clarice Bean, Don't Look Now, by the Candlewick Press. Lauren Child joins us from the studios of NPR West. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you for inviting me.
Clarice Bean says it's the worry you haven't even thought to worry about that should worry you the most.
Yeah, well, I always think that that's probably true. I was a terribly big worrier when I was a child, and I still am, I think. And I wrote this book at a time when I kept waking up at sort of 4 a.m. worrying about all kinds of things, which make a lot of sense at 4 a.m, but don't seem at all rational when it's daylight.
Let me, if I could get you to give us a sample of the quality of things that young Clarice Bean worries about. Worry number 4, if I'm not mistaken, section of your book, if you could read that.
Sure. Lately, I've been having bigger worries. For example, i.e. worry number 4, the meaning of life. Why are we here? Is it just to be nice to everybody and have a nice time? Or do we have to come up with something clever, like doing a test or something? On one program I heard, they said space goes on and on forever without stopping, and how it has no edges, and they call it infinity. But what I want to know is, how can something go on and on forever without stopping? How can something have no edges? Am I just a tiny speck floating about with lots of other specks, i.e. planets and stars? Where does infinity end?
Lauren Child reading from her latest book, Clarice Bean, Don't Look Now. I said in the introduction, no fixed address. But you've done a book for UNESCO about a homeless rat. Were you once homeless in the streets of London?
It wasn't that dramatic. It was just that I was at a point in my life where it felt like too many things had collided. I'd written Clarice Bean and no one was interested. I didn't have a job. I tried lots of things and I'd made a bit of money and then the next thing collapsed. I never thought, oh my goodness, where am I going to go tonight? I'm going to be in a desperate situation. But you're always hoping someone will say, yeah, it's okay, you can borrow my house for a couple of weeks while we're on holiday. And you feel in people's way. And so I could suddenly understand how people who shouldn't end up on the street do end up on the street, because you'd rather have your own space than annoy people or be continually thanking people or, you know, begging a favour.
Are Clarice Bean and Charlie and Lola buds of yours? I mean, do you have dialogue with them or put them through experiences that never wind up in the books?
I mean, with Charlie and Lola, you're picking out the tiny, tiny things of a 7 and 4-year-old's life that might be big things to them. Mm-hmm. It's almost like doing haiku. That sounds very pretentious, but you're distilling something to its absolute essence and you're trying to get mm-hmm. as fewer words in there as possible and make each word count. With Clarice Bean, I'm always thinking about things in Clarice Bean's way, because I suppose she's very in me anyway.
Look, I believe that we all learn more as we grow up and grow older, but I wonder, what do we sometimes leave behind?
I think adults so often forget what it feels like to be a child and have to go to school, and you're going to school on your own. And it doesn't matter how conscientious you are as a parent and how much you care, you can't go through their school day with them, and that how even the tiniest thing can make a very big impression. And I think I sometimes want to forget, you know, the difficulties of being a child, and we can look back and say, oh, it's so wonderful, I wish I was a child again and had all that time. But actually, it's all hard work. You know, I think there are all those things that we all feel, and sometimes we try and shrug them off because it's a bit too scary to imagine you're that vulnerable. But I think we all are.
Lauren Child, the creator of Clarice Bean, Charlie and Lola, and About a Billion Laughs for Children. Her latest book is Clarice Bean, Don't Look Now. Thank you so much, Miss Child.
Thank you. Thanks.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.